Hello, fellow griever. This is the Leftover Pieces Suicide Loss Conversations podcast, and I am Melissa, your host. This week, you have found yourself with me for one of my shorter, solo, down the rabbit hole episodes. Here, I take you with me on a journey of sorts, through thoughts in my own griefy mind. Some days, I may tackle topics as if I am in Alice's shoes, slaying the Jabberwocky. And on others, I may end up in my own pool of tears. Or I may just go a bit sideways and paint the proverbial roses red. But I always promise an adventure. So let's dive down the rabbit hole and see just what sorts of madness we might discover together. I am glad you have joined me, because while I do know how lonely this grief is, I also believe we needn't be alone. Welcome. Hello, fellow griever, and welcome to episode 2 of season 5 of the Leftover Pieces Suicide Loss Conversations podcast. And as always, I'm Melissa, your host. And today, in this very first Down the Rabbit Hole episode of Season 5, here we are in February, the beginning of February of 2024, and I wanted to actually take a minute to explain why the podcast has been on a pause for the last 3 months. I wasn't sure it had been that long, and then I looked at the last date I published, and it was October 30th. So I was correct. I took November, December, and January, which was a 3-month pause. And I wanted to take a minute to explain that just because I know that I don't have to, but I would like to, because it was, you don't really, for the most part, intend to do these things. They just kind of happen. I started doing this podcast in 2020. And this is the only real pause that I've ever taken. I will tell you that 2023 was tough. A lot happened for me personally, and I was scaling or growing my community and the Leftover Pieces away from the podcast, the community of other fellow grievers, the support community. The Legacy Project launched and 3 projects were completed and books published from those. So there was just an awful lot going on. So my podcasting this last year in 2023, I already wasn't releasing episodes every single week. I look back and on average, I was releasing most months. I was releasing 2 or 3 episodes. I think I skipped March. March was a rough month this in 2023. But a few months, I did release 1 a week, but a lot of, for an average, I think it came out to about 26 or 30 episodes. And as we know, there's 52 episodes in a year. So obviously, last year was not quite the same as the 2 previous years where I was releasing every single week. The plan is to go back to every single week, and I don't feel like that's anything that I will probably waver from this year. But I wanted to take a minute and just tell you that for me, there was really 2 reasons why the pause happened. 1, it was probably just time. Podcasting is something that takes, you know, a lot of time, a lot of energy, planning, things like that. And most podcasters at some point will take a pause. Some of them every single year, they will pause their podcast for a time. Some do it a couple of times a year, and some just do it every, you know, when it feels like it's right. But for me, I want to be doing this for the long haul. So I probably will plan to take, you know, a couple of week break a few times a year. And other than that, I plan to release every single week. I'm not going to stay rigid this year with having to do every other episode a certain style, but I will always release something every week. So I will continue to do my shorter Down the Rabbit Hole solo episodes. I will continue to release conversations with other fellow suicide loss survivors and or experts or people in fields connected to suicide loss. And I would also like to continue to do the round table style episodes that I introduced this last season. I feel like a lot was gained from those, and they were something that, for the most part, I think you all enjoyed listening to. So I will release every week sometime between Sunday and Monday. Again, I'm not going to stay as rigid. I used to try to say I release at 5 o'clock on Sundays, but it'll be released by Monday at the latest. Probably will usually come out on Sunday. So the first reason was it was just time. The second reason was it was time for myself and my husband to take our next step in this healing journey we've been on for over 7 years since losing Alex to suicide. And the realization that I had actually spent the last 3.5 years working on growing the leftover pieces to the point that I could get to this next step really hit me when I sat down to think about this episode and relaunching season, you know, the podcast in season 5. And I have some really exciting news to share. The next step that my husband and I took was to make one of our dreams a reality. And we have relocated. We have quit the job that we had, and we have moved to the Caribbean. So I'm coming to you now from the middle of an island in the Caribbean Ocean where my husband and I now live. We are extremely excited to be here. This move does multiple things. It allows us to make the move that we've wanted to make for a number of years, but it also allows me to no longer have a full-time job and focus entirely on the leftover pieces and helping other suicide loss survivors know where and how to begin to pick up their leftover pieces and move forward and live alongside this grief. And that's something that I've looked forward to for what was always the plan. When we took the job that we had in Florida and I was doing all of this podcasting and building my community, I was doing it in my spare time. I was doing it in all of my off time. I was working a full-time job. And we took that job intentionally with the intention of me growing the leftover pieces. And then when I got to the place that I felt I could step away, we knew we were going to make a different move. We've always wanted to live near the beach. We've been dreaming of living on an island for a while. And so those things, for many reasons, came to fruition at the end of this last year. And we started our year off in our new location this year. And I wanted to give myself the month of January to get settled with the intention of starting back fresh in February. So here I am. That time has arrived. And I will tell you that where there was once no dreams, and really, I'm not sure I had hopes of ever having big dreams again after losing Alex, I will tell you that during that time frame, when I was working to survive, when I worked to start to learn to grow, there were seeds that were planted. They felt like they were deep beneath the earth. I didn't really know they were there. And over time, with care and a lot of work and intention, those seeds grew into dreams. Now, I will tell you those dreams were new kinds of dreams because they're in a new life. But they were dreams nonetheless. And in the last few years, I've realized that we had this dream to live to an island. My husband and I started making plans and put things, you know, slowly into motion until we could make this move. And we did it for a couple of reasons. We did it to slow down and be able to breathe. We did it because, well, we have new priorities in this last 7 years. We did it because life is short. And in our mind, if not now, when? Like, what are we waiting for? It's kind of been my theme a little bit since Alex left. Now, obviously, in the beginning, it wasn't that intentional and the dreams weren't there. But even when we sold our home and everything, 18 months to 2 years after losing Alex, at that point, I said, why not? Because Even then I knew that nothing was ever going to be the same. So I set out to figure out what the rest of my life was going to look like. And so that was the long version. The short version is that I'm back. I'm back. The podcast is back. I've never paused the community. I mean, I took a few weeks off when I moved, but the podcast is back. And the next phase in my community is here also, which the podcast is going to be back weekly. And like I said, I'm still going to do multiple types of episodes. I may not always do them in perfect order, but they will be out every week. And I would love to hear from any of you. Send me an email, send me an Instagram message. If you have anybody you would recommend I speak to this season on the podcast, I already have 3 amazing conversations coming up. I have a lot of things to talk about in my solo episodes, and I have some ideas for roundtable episodes this year, but I would always love recommendations or thoughts on what you'd like to hear me talk about. I am going to try to go back to the beginning and talk about some of the things I talked about 3 years ago and revisit them again. So I'm going to try to keep it fresh and relevant. In my community, some of the things that are happening, I still have a first Monday support group that's always available to everyone, and it's free to attend every first Monday of the month. There's a few exceptions during the year, but for the most part, every Monday of the month. I'm going to be adding a time. I think it's going to be, I'm not going to hold myself to that right now because I don't remember, to be honest with you. But look at my calendar on my website. I'm going to be adding a second time in the month, mid-month, where there is also an additional free mom support group space that will be happening. My all-access community, which meets weekly with other options for things throughout the month, is still there. And that group of ladies is amazing and going strong. We have added a sibling support group. So if you don't know about that and you are a sibling, or you know a sibling, or you have a child who obviously lost their sibling, we do have a third Tuesday option now that is led by my son Parker and 2 co-facilitators. And that group has been meeting now for 3 months at the time of this recording. And they are looking forward to continuing that meeting now going forward. And you can find out how to sign up for that if you're a sibling on my support page on my website as well. The Legacy Project will continue. I'm doing 2 start dates this year. One is next week. And I only allow people in up until the second week. If the second Wednesday starts, then I close the group. So if you're interested in joining, if you're a mother and interested in joining the Legacy Project this year, please contact me as soon as possible. The first group starts next week, and then the only other time I'm going to start this year is August. And so you'll want to get on that list and schedule a conversation with me. I do have more books coming out. Now that I'm spending full time in the leftover pieces, I look forward to the amount of progress I can make, because for me this year, my word of the year is impact. I want to be able to make as big of an impact as possible in the field of other suicide loss survivors, finding each other and figuring out how to survive this loss. I am going to look at trying to get a few of my survival guidebooks, and there's a new one, the small one that I published for community and family members, into funeral homes. So that's part of the impact I'd like to make. But the biggest impact I'd like to make is with you all, and to be able to be there and continue to provide relevant content and to provide options for healing your trauma, options for learning to live alongside your grief. And I want to say before I finish this episode, which I know is going to be brief, and that was the intention, to just kind of update you and tell you, surprise, I moved to the Caribbean. was to tell you that there is a really big announcement coming in the next few weeks. It does involve a much anticipated, long asked for mom's healing retreat. And so if you are a mom or you have a mom and you feel like a retreat is something that you could benefit from, please stay tuned and watch for those announcements. I will be sending out announcements in my weekly email. If you're not on that weekly email list, I do not inundate people. I literally send out a weekly just kind of touch base email. Sometimes it's just full of, you know, tips or fluff or what I'm currently doing. It's not meant to be anything more than just staying in touch. And it warms my heart, the amount of you that take the time to email. And I try really hard to respond to everybody. So if you've ever written me and I haven't responded, I apologize. I try really hard. Things sometimes get way down in our email and something gets missed. I'm human. My brain doesn't work exactly the way it used to. So I apologize if by any means I've ever missed a communication from you, because I do try really hard and I cherish those communications. So please feel free to ever respond. I mean, I literally sometimes write about, you know, things like crystals or, you know, plants, because I love gardening. It's just a way for us to know each other better and stay in touch. But if I ever have important announcements to make, that will go in those emails as well. So if you're not on my email list, go to my website and get on my email list. And I know I keep saying website, but that's really where the hub of everything I do is. There's a calendar button at the top. So that always shows what's going on in my community and where all the support pages are or support groups are. And you can check anything else out. I think it's towards the bottom of the first page where you can sign up to be on the email list. It's just theleftoverpieces.com. So super easy to find. And you can even get to the podcast from there if you're not already signed up and listening to the podcast every week. If by chance you've happened upon this, please do click the bell to get reminders so that you get reminded every week when a new episode is posted. And while this was not typical down the rabbit hole content, I appreciate the chance to reconnect and update you. And if you haven't listened to the first episode of the season, where the ladies from the Last Legacy Project were speaking in their launch event, it was an amazing conversation that I think you would take a lot from. The episode that follows this one is a down the rabbit hole episode number 3, and it is a little bit more typical of down the rabbit hole. Although, you know, if you want to know the more typical format that we will resume, feel free to go back and listen to as many of them in the past as you can. If you are brand new to this podcast and you want to know a little bit more of what to expect, I recommend 2 things. Go back to the very beginning and listen to the intro episode, which I did update last year. And then 2, go through the past episodes. There's 4 seasons. It's over 120 or 130 episodes. Look at the titles and try to pick content that would be relevant, or email me and tell me what content you're looking for, and I will recommend some episodes for you to listen to. There have been some amazing speakers that I've spoken to the last several years, and I think there's a lot of really good content out there. So I will conclude this for today. And as I listen to the rainforest outside my balcony, I will also apologize that I am still working on getting my new office to be a better sound studio, if you will. So my sound is suffering a little bit. Open air windows in the Caribbean and concrete building and high ceilings. I'm working on it, guys. I promise I'll get back to where my sound is better. But I wanted to just get started and not wait for everything to be absolutely perfect. And so with that said, I will end today's episode of updating you and just basically saying I'm glad I'm back, and I'm so very glad to be back, and I look forward to releasing regular episodes and starting back into meaningful content for you for this 2024. And I really hope that you'll reach out. I hope you'll respond to any of the emails I send. I hope you'll reach out on your own. Connecting with other suicide loss survivors is the lifeblood of what I do, and I don't take it for granted. I'm honored, and I look forward to talking soon. Take good care. Bye-bye. So we'll conclude here for today, but I just wanted to say a few things before you go. If you're new to the podcast and have not listened to the very first episode called Intro Episodes Start Here, all the way back at the beginning of season one, I would encourage you to do so, so that you know what to expect from the leftover pieces, because I do have several different styles of episodes that I record and we do release weekly, almost all of the time. So I hope that you will come back often to join us in this community of suicide loss survivors. If you have not already, also, I would encourage you to check out theleftoverpieces.com, where you can find and have access to all of the things that I currently offer. Some of those things are online Zoom support groups, links to my books, educational opportunities that I'm adding all the time, as well as different downloadables and resources for all suicide loss survivors. And if you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the podcast, or you'd just like to connect with me for any other reason, you can do it through the website as well. So until next time, I just want to remind you that I know how lonely this grief is, but you don't have to be alone. Talk soon.